welcome to Business Line Podcast. I'm your host, Aksha Chandrasekharan. Last week, the securities market regulator found two Infosys employees guilty of insider trading. So in this episode of News Explained, we're going to break down the nitty-gritty of insider trading. Is insider trading always illegal, or is it only illegal in particular instances? Let's find out. In July 2020, the two employees apparently passed on price-sensitive information to six others for trades in Infosys shares in the F&O market and pocketed a few crores worth of gains. SEBI has banned all the parties involved in these trades from buying and selling any shares, and Infosys has initiated an internal investigation into the matter. Insider trading essentially refers to trading of shares by an insider based on unpublished price-sensitive information, UPSI. It involves buying or selling shares of a listed company using information that can materially impact the stock price but has not been made public yet. The key words here are insider and UPSI. SEBI regulations define an insider as someone who is a connected person or has access to UPSI. A connected person can be anyone who during the 6 months preceding the insider trade has been associated with the company in some way. This could be a company director or employee or their close relatives, or a legal counsel or banker to the company, or even an official of the stock exchanges or trustees or employees of an asset management company who interacted with the company. UPSI includes but is not restricted to information relating to a company's quarterly results, merger and acquisition deals, major capacity expansion or shutdown plans, or any such significant activities that have not been disseminated to the public at large. When insiders use the UPSI they possess to conduct trades, they can be taken to task by the regulator, which is what happened with the Infosys employees. For instance, a company manager informs his father about a yet-to-be-announced business deal, and the latter passes on this information to his friends who buy the company's shares. Then, the manager, his father, and his friends can be booked for violation of insider trading norms. In India, insider trades are regulated by SEBI under its 2015 insider trading regulations. SEBI can impose fines and debar individuals or entities from trading in the market if found in violation of these rules. It's important to know that while trading on UPSI is illegal, all insider trading is not barred. By virtue of their position, many senior company personnel will always possess material information and yet periodically trade in shares, say by selling their ESOPs, etc., for personal needs. If such trades are disclosed to stock exchanges as per SEBI rules, it isn't illegal. But a company must notify the exchanges within a few days about the trading deals of the promoter or member of the promoter group or a director if securities worth Rs. 10 lakh plus are traded. Why is insider trading important? Why is learning about insider trading important? Because insider trading hurts the integrity of capital markets. In stock markets, symmetric information levels the playing field as it allows investors to pit their interpretation and analysis of events against each other. But trading on UPSI gives insiders an unfair advantage over regular investors. Unsuspecting retail investors, many of whom may have spent time and effort in selecting stocks for investing, may end up at the losing end of the trade. If investors suspect insider trading to be rampant, they lose faith in the stock market. To strengthen retail participation in the stock market, insider trading must be dealt with firmly. And why should you and I care? If insiders are exploiting their knowledge to make profitable trades, then retail investors like you and me don't stand a chance of making any money in the markets. All the time and effort put into understanding a company or shortlisting stocks will be laid to waste when insiders come in and swoop down just in time to pocket all gains because of their access to company and stock-specific information. If you have friends or family working in listed companies, you must take extra care not to use any insider information you may come by. The bottom line is, being in the inside circle may be cozy, but with that position comes great responsibility. Thank you for tuning in. If you like what you heard, share the link, check out our site thehindubusinessline.com and watch our videos on youtube.com/thehindubusinessline, youtube.com/thehindubusinessline. My name is Aksha Chandrasekharan, and you'll hear more from me next time.